out of two things, being smarter than everyone else and making sure they knew it. The man didn't just think in clapbacks, he practically invented them. Every sentence he wrote was a subtweet at the monarchy, the church, organized morality, and occasionally his own friends. He was, in short, a one-man comment section armed with a quill, a bottomless reserve of snark, and an absolute refusal to shut the hell up. Voltaire trolled his way through 18th-century Europe like a philosophical raccoon, knocking over every sacred trash can in sight. And people loved it. Or they tried to imprison him. Or both. Either way, he won. This is the story of how a sickly, smug French kid with chronic sarcasm and zero filter became the literary equivalent of a flame war in powdered wigs. He turned being annoying into a moral obligation, being exiled into a flex, and being canceled into a launchpad. He was, essentially, the Enlightenment's most articulate gremlin, flipping tables in salons, picking fights with bishops, and reminding kings that just because you have a crown doesn't mean you can conjugate verbs correctly. It's easy to call Voltaire a genius. He was. It's even easier to call him exhausting. Also accurate. But what makes him so enduring, what makes him matter even now, long after the powdered wigs and public executions have gone out of style, is that he weaponized wit in defense of something bigger than himself. Yes, he was petty. Yes, he was constantly beefing with Rousseau like an Enlightenment-era rap battle with fewer beats and more footnotes. But underneath the savagery was a relentless, even obsessive belief in freedom, of speech, of religion, of thought, even if he was a poor representation of those ideals. Basically, Voltaire took the energy most of us waste on correcting people's grammar online and used it to help dismantle the medieval world order. You know, casual. And let's be clear, Voltaire was not some warm-hearted defender of humanity. He was not your sweet, idealistic grandpa handing out hugs and egalitarian pamphlets. He was petty. He was vain. He was at times completely full of shit. But he was also one of the first people to say loudly and repeatedly that you shouldn't be thrown in jail for thinking the wrong thing, that kings aren't gods, that churches aren't immune to criticism, that the people who make the rules should occasionally be asked, "Who the hell put you in charge?" He said these things not from a safe distance, but while standing dangerously close to the guillotine of royal vengeance. Literally, he almost got his head chopped off more times than most people get parking tickets. And he said them with style. This book is not a polite tribute to Voltaire. It's a celebration of the chaos he sowed and the ideas he smuggled inside that chaos. It's a blow-by-blow account of how he trolled, argued, and seduced his way into immortality. It's also a reminder that sometimes the best way to fight tyranny isn't with a sword or a protest sign. It's with a devastating roast in iambic pentameter. So buckle up, because you're about to meet a man who never missed an opportunity to cause problems on purpose. A man who wrote like he was allergic to silence. A man who once said, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it," and then absolutely demolished you in the next paragraph for saying it wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, philosophers and trolls, welcome to the Enlightenment. Voltaire has entered the chat. Chapter 1, Bastille and Beyond, How Getting Imprisoned Just Made Him More Annoying. If you've ever been told that consequences